You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last night, you can make what you will of the actual record as it pertains to, you know, where it ranks in sports lore. To me, it's not that big of a deal when you talk about a franchise that is, it's what, the third lowest total in the big leagues. But it's going to get better, with assuming Alonso stays here long-term, and that's kind of the point of the conversation. It was still important for a record that's held for 37 years, whether I thought it was a big deal or you didn't, whatever it may be. Fans got into it last night. Obviously, it meant something to the franchise and to Pete Alonso. And just after watching it and thinking about it a little bit more and thinking how impactful, like, all I knew as a kid was Daryl Strawberry was the Mets' all-time home run leader. Never gave it much thought, but that record held forever. Now Alonso has it, and the year that he breaks it, they're going to let him walk, really? To a fan base that was in love with this guy last year, even after a bad year, just one good postseason? Mm-hmm. I have a hard time thinking that King Cohen's going to let that happen.
Well, the season's not over today. You know, like, if the Mets get to the World Series, if they win, if Pete plays well, if they, you know, last night aside, if last night proves to be a bit of an aberration down the stretch and they stumble and they either, you know, barely get in the wild card and get bounced early or don't even make the playoffs. I mean, there's still so many different scripts that can occur pertaining to the team, and obviously indirectly Pete a big part of that. So I don't know that we need to have some definitive take today on what Cohen's going to, even though it's interesting, I like doing it. I just think it's almost hard to do because it's those conflicting feelings with the sentimentality and the logic. And the baseball logic, as I've always said, tells me that the Mets should not re-sign him for long term. I've always said that, and I'll stand by it.
And maybe that's where there's a disagreement here, because this was a big year, for at least from my perspective. All right, you had a down year. Let's see what you could do now this season. And he's backed it up. Do you think that there's a question about what type of performance you're going to get from Pete Alonso? Like, if you look at every single year he's played, the power is there every single year. The average may fluctuate, and that's part of my issue. You go from 271 to 217 to 240. Like, those are issues. So you can't hit 217. Yeah, that's great. You hit 46 and 118. 217 is not what made Pete Alonso special. He should be sitting around 250. This year, 267. Maybe he ends up at 250. Maybe it's higher. Who knows? But I think you could pencil him in for 30-plus home runs, 90-plus RBI, and probably a 250 or better batting average at least the majority of the season. That's what he's done since 2019.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not really pushing back that much on that. One of the things that you and we've pretty much been lockstep in, you know, Pete's or the Mets, what the Mets' commitment should be to Pete moving forward, certainly before last night and even coming into the season. We've agreed upon that. Now, what we both said, it would be a lot easier equation if he didn't suddenly morph into a 217 hitter for a couple of years. Right. Like, that was like, whoa. All right, I really thought I knew who you were, even if you're not going to hit 53 home runs again in a season, which you probably won't, I wouldn't think. You don't need to be that guy, but, you know, just go 35, 38, 40, 41, 110 ribbies, bat 245, 250, 252, and you know, catch the ball at first base. And throwing the ball is different, but catch it. That's who I thought that Pete was, and then 2 years, I'm like, oh. Now, he has stabilized that. He has shifted the narrative that he is just a decaying asset as a hitter in terms of average.
Right.
So that's maybe quelled some fear. It very well might have. But for me, you know, again, it's... I think it's just going to be Band-Aid after Band-Aid after Band-Aid. Same song and dance this winter. Nobody's knocking down his door outside of the Mets with a massive contract. It's not happening. No one's doing it. So if nobody's going to do it, why would the Mets do it? It's bad business.
Yeah, I understand that point. But it's also bad business to upset the fans. And the customers.
Yeah, but if they're, I agree, but if you're winning, the fans will, yeah. I don't want to say they'll forget about Pete. I don't mean it quite like that. But, you know, if they were to, I know Stearns is in Japan right now, I guess following some Japanese stud third baseman, lefty masher, whatever. Like, you bring him over and you do some other stuff, and the Mets are a 97-win team next year, and they look like they could win the World Series. I'm not saying that Pete wouldn't be missed. He would be, but it wouldn't be DEFCON 5 where there's 13,000 people there, and they're resisting the Mets. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. It's not like I don't think the Mets could win without Pete Alonso. I think that they could. I have a hard time at this point. I was fine with the DeGrom situation. I thought that they did the smart thing there. I think it's different with Pete Alonso, even based on the last offseason coming off of a down year. Now, oh man, I have a hard time believing that they're going to let him go. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call, let's hear from you guys. Brian is calling from Spring Lake. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
What's
up? Hey, BT, I'm with you. I'm with you, BT. I'm a lifelong Mets fan. Unless they win the pennant, I got to, and he opts out, and he's going to, I have to let him go. And just a quick sidebar on that, I think that's why the Mets were hesitant to part with some of those young guys. Because I know, Sal, you said it last year when Pete was going through it, and we were done with them. Vientos to first next year, maybe Beatty. I prefer him there because I want to lock up the corners with a better defensive first baseman. And allocate that money somewhere.
Well, Vientos isn't good defensively at first base either, so he's not the answer. We all know
and
that.
He's
not,
like Beatty.
That's why I would go with That's why I'd go with Beatty. I mean, I think you could go from third to first a little bit easier. And I like Beatty. I mean, I don't know. He's not going to be 30-90 like Pete's going to be, but I want to. I just want to use that money.
30-90. You'd be lucky to get 13-30 from Beatty.
He might get 20 this year, Beatty.
I'm saying 30-90 for Pete's numbers. But I'm saying we've seen the best of Pete Alonso. You have to agree. We've seen the best of him.
Yeah, I don't think
we haven't gotten anywhere.
Yeah, no, good call, Brian. Well, I mean, you almost got to the World Series a year ago, and
yeah.
I mean, Pete had a lot of ribbies. Some other stuff was, I mean, the some of the other stats were down. But see, one thing that I've always said, and it's such a basic thing, and it was very confounding. Well, actually, it wasn't because I understand this part. The emotion was getting in the way from the Met fans who were pushing this back, and I respected it, and I understood it, right? But it would still frustrate me. Like I went, and my take has always been, I think you
don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Could find a better way to build a team without Pete. That's not to diminish from last night. Those are two separate conversations, right? And Met fans would almost always scream at me, where are you getting 35, 110? Where are you? I got you. You're not getting another first baseman that's going to bang 40 home runs like Pete. My thought was you could always build out a better baseball team by dispersing that money in different parts of the field and ultimately become a better team. A little quicker, a little bit better defensively, higher average, whatever.
Yeah, my issue would be that if you took Pete off of this, if you told me in the offseason, after all the moves the Mets made prior to Pete coming back, that the Alonso was going to go somewhere else, I'd still look at their lineup and say, well, they got Soto. They're going to be fine offensively. However, you watch it play out this year. If they didn't have Alonso, they'd be dead in the water right now.
Yes. Yeah, they would.
Dead in the water.
Yep.
You're talking about how it's awful or they're wretched. Bull crap. They're a playoff team. Still one with a chance to win the division. If they didn't have Pete Alonso, they would be a dead team walking because Vientos was not what we thought he was going to be.
Yep.
Because Lindor has fallen off the face the last couple of months. Because Soto hasn't been what he was supposed to be.
Nemo, before last night.
Yeah, well, yeah. Even so, right. So Pete's the only one who's doing what he's supposed to do and maybe exceeding the expectations.
That's pretty true, actually. That statement's true. I can't push back on that.
So now if we fast forward to next year, yeah, okay, you could always build it. There's not one singular player. Like, it's not coincidence that a lot of these teams lose star players. And that's lose Bryce Harper. They go out there and win the World Series.
True.
Like, it happens all the time. Teams lose star players and they become better. It doesn't mean that I would get in that
the
habit.
The Red Sox traded Devers. Yeah, they're in front of the Yankees in the standings.
Well, that was a thought. Oh, if they give it up on Devers, they're going to go the wrong way. No, they got better without Rafael Devers. So you can see that being the case. However, I just don't think that it would be, A, good business from a fan standpoint to let him go. B, it would be a little bit more difficult to replace him than you think.
Yeah, there's
especially without Vientos or Vlad Guerrero Jr. being the possibility.
Sal, I'm with you. Like, a lot of the things that you're saying, even though I disagree at the end of the conversation, most of these checkpoints, I'm like, yeah, I understand what you mean. I do think one factor is important here. Like, if this was year one of Stearns, or, you know, if it was year one, rather than going into year three next year, I wonder how much more influence Stearns will have against Cohen, because I do think that you structure this properly when you say the sentiment will come and the willingness to cut the check will come favorably from Cohen.
Yes.
And no doubt, I'm with you. And the baseball resistance, pragmatically,
right,
will likely come from Stearns. Now, if Stearns just got here, I don't think Stearns has much of a voice, but if the Mets have another good season, they go deep in the playoffs, that's two for two for Stearns. And I just think that Stearns has a little more juice when he sits down, even though Cohen wouldn't like it, and I can't prove this, I don't know. I do think that Cohen would likely acquiesce to his baseball man because he's done what he's supposed to do since the minute he got here.
If he does that, totally relinquish any kind of control or say, then I do believe Alonso's going to be playing elsewhere. I don't believe he's going to do that. I think that he had his input this past offseason. Cohen was there. You could see the frustration from him at Amazing Day.
Yeah.
And then since then, it was like, maybe we should get back into, let's just get something done here. Like, enough. I don't want to deal with the blowback or negativity. You want this? Here you go. And by the way, it's not just like, you want this and this stinks, here you go. It's, you want this, and he's been productive, and he proved himself this year. He is our franchise homegrown home run king. There's some value in that, even down the road, if you project that Pete will age poorly. There's some value.
There is value there, not 5 or 6 years. That's my pushback.
Ray is calling from Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Ray.
Hi, guys. Great show, as usual. Sal, you nailed it. Where would they be without Pete right now? They'd be right where Atlanta is, under 500. He's going to drive in 120 runs easily this year. He's right up there, right behind the leader. And he's hitting 265. Those are good numbers for a power hitter. I'm not saying he's going to stay at 265, but he's having a real good year, guys. You know.
Well,
I think he stays. I think they give him 5 years.
The question would be, Ray, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The question would be: do you believe forget the emotional part of it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that Pete's production from this year is somewhat sustainable for the next, let's say, 5 years, through the age 35?
I don't know about the batting average. The power, that's an easy one.
Okay, so if the power...
No question, power.
If that's your floor, the power... You know what bothers me the most about Pete? The defense. I don't want him to be the first baseman. I've been saying that consistently. I'd sign him to be the DH for the next 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want... Now, I understand that you don't want to have a logjam there, but he could play a little first if you need to. I would want a better defensive first baseman to be out there every single day.
No question.
And then you live with the power being the floor, where you're going to get minimum 25 home runs, probably more than that. He's got 28 this year. All right, so the batting average, what do you think he's going to hit? Is he going to hit? I guess that's the question. Like,
I don't know.
I know, but there's more. Now we're talking about from 2019 through 2020, what year is this? 2025. There's more good, a lot more good than bad. Those last two seasons of inconsistency, one that he hit 217, the other that he hit 240, but had a little dip in the power numbers as far as 34 home runs, 88 ribbies last year.
For sure, for sure.
Those are more the outliers. And even those, like, think about it. A bad year for somebody who hits 34 home runs, you take that more often than not.
Can you make a case? And I think that you can, although I can't, you know, quantify this yet because it's only three quarters of a season, but maybe that Soto effect is, you know, trickling down to Pete. You know, a little bit of a different approach. And I know he tweaked his approach. Listen, I think the home run off Devin Williams last year obviously jolted his confidence and the Met fans' confidence in him, like the recommitment to Pete. But I also think it reinforced, and we talked about this coming into the season, his approach. He was getting too pull happy.
Yeah.
He just was. And, you know, by letting the ball travel deep and by hitting the ball the other way again, it has made him less vulnerable to strikeouts and empty at bats. And when that happens, your batting average is in a manageable spot. Is in a manageable spot, which for a slugger in 2025, dude, if you told me he was going to hit 260 something for the next 5 years, I'd give him five. I even though I don't love the wheels and the defense, I know he could pick it. You know what I mean?
You're
the whole
for
thing.
The power.
But it's to me, it's not spending money perfectly. It's not completely cavalier. But I think that you can spend money better.
Think about it this way, and I'm not trying to bring the Yankees into the conversation, but it does pertain because they had a hole at first base that they filled via free agency with Paul Goldschmidt.
Yep.
And the thought, whether it's Christian Walker, who you wanted, and he got a lot more money, obviously, with Houston. Goldschmidt.
He's not having a great season either.
That's what I'm saying. Walker's not having a good year.
No.
They paid, what, 3 for $60, something like that, whatever.
Yeah, it was 3 or 6, exactly what it was.
And then Goldschmidt got 15, roughly.
12.5.
Okay, whatever. Would you rather light the $12 million on fire with Goldschmidt or the 60? And I'm not trying to disparage him, but
no, he's been an ice cold for a while, Goldschmidt.
He's been a non-factor. Now, better than Rizzo, but a non-factor. Uh-huh. So would you rather be in a spot, because that's what Stearns would do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no clear first baseman out there to go say, okay, well, we're going to sign Vlad to a monster deal and trust his production. It would be trying to patch it together. All right, we'll get good value with Goldschmidt for a year for $12 million. Or double that and pay the $30 million to have your homegrown guy that you know at worst you're going to hit 25-30 home runs.
That's too easy because my answer would side with the way you frame it. So I'm going to actually throw you a little curveball here and make you think about this because rather than this like nebulous term like, oh, get a better fielding first baseman, I've actually got somebody for you. Would the Mets, forget about emotion, and that's hard, not for you, but for the fans, forget that. Would the Mets be a better baseball team right now if Bellinger was your first baseman or Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I think Bellinger's a better ball player.
Exactly.
But I would rather have Bellinger in the outfield.
I get that.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is
I'd rather have Bellinger than Nimmo and Lefty.
Yeah.
Because
I think
you're wasting Bellinger's skill set at first. He's fine at first.
But he's going to age gracefully, more gracefully than Pete, and he's a better fielder than Pete. He's a better runner than Pete.
Yeah, well, right now, if you're asking me, I'd rather have my team. So
that's what I'm saying. So there are other options, like if
Bellinger does hit free agency, like which
he's
going to
opt out. 100%. I think he stays with the Yankees.
I'm
just saying, like somebody like a Bellinger, 280, 25 bombs, 15 steals, elite defense.
But he's been inconsistent too. But the floor with Bellinger is his versatility and his elite defense. The floor with Pete, the non-negotiable floor that you know you're getting, is the power.
Yeah. Well, that comes down to the age old. Remember when you and I got into the Tucker Soto stuff?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I said, like, hey, if Juan Soto goes 0-for-4, by the way, Juan Soto took a horrendous route on a double off Olsen in the first inning. You got to make that play. Not to sideswipe the conversation, but that's a play that you got to make. And to me, if Soto's 0-for-4, even though he walks, I get that, he's not doing much to contribute to the bottom line. And for the most part, same with Pete. And I know he is very good picking the baseball. That's a stat.
Yeah.
We're not making it up. He scoops, man. Pete's got good hands when it's in the dirt. I acknowledge that. I know. But if Pete's 0-for-4, not bringing a ton to the table. If Bellinger's 0-for-4 or if Tucker's 0-for-4, that's the more well-rounded player that I value myself. But again, that's stripping away the emotion, which is what makes this conversation very hard.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.